Ghana is to receive a $100 million grant from the United Arab Emirates to be used for development projects of their choice. Additionally, the country will also benefit from a 350-megawatt combined cycle power plant from the Abu Dhabi government through its national energy company. The combined cycle plant will also have the capacity to produce 100,000 cubic meters of desalinated water a day. A memorandum of understanding to this effect has been signed between Ghana and the Abu Dhabi National Energy Company, TAQA, who are operators of the T2 thermal plant at Takrady. This was one key issue discussed when the Deputy Minister for Economic Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, Al Gayt, called on President Mahama at the presidential villa at Akonsombo in the Eastern Region. Other issues that came up included the Tema Port extension project and revival of the Nyinahin bauxite mining site. Also on the calling on the president to discuss investment issues was the Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister of Mauritius, Pascaline Adadevo, with the details.
President Mahama and the Deputy Minister for Economic Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, Al Gayt, had a closed-door meeting. Mr. Gayt is in the country with some investors to look at how best they can exchange expertise in various sectors of the economy. Discussions between the two were centered on agriculture, energy, mining and aviation. The United Arab Emirates have agreed to offer Ghana a $100 million facility from the Abu Dhabi Development Fund to be used for development projects across the country. A new 350-megawatt combined cycle power plant that will produce 100,000 cubic meters of desalinated water a day will soon be put up. The boost to Ghana's energy sector falls in line with President Mahama's vision to increase power generation by 5,000 megawatts by 2016. Presidential spokesperson Ben Doche Malo throws more light on discussions that went on between President Mahama and Mr. Gayt.
One of the key things for which a memorandum of understanding is being signed is the fact that the Abu Dhabi government is pledging to support a company that is already here, TAQA, whereby there will be the development of 350 megawatts of power in the western region. Also, there will be an aspect of the project that will involve desalination of water. The port expansion was more about Tema Port, and the expansion of Tema Port as a way of making the port more expansive and also more efficient in terms of ships being able to load and be able to leave quickly. President Mahama mentioned the fact that Ghana is among the top 8 countries around the world with large deposits of bauxite. And then he brought in VARCO, how we can do the smelting and then deliver aluminum and all that stuff. So it's all part of the whole deal.
Still on investments, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance of Mauritius, Xavier Luc Duval, also called on President Mahama at the presidential villa. He is in the country with 25 businessmen to share expertise with their Ghanaian counterparts and develop win-win partnerships. President Mahama said Ghana has a lot to learn from Mauritius in the areas of energy, tourism, sugar production and textiles.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.